everybody, and welcome to another episode of On a Heater Podcast featuring myself, Dashing, as well as my good friend, Kiwi. You might be wondering, hey, why is this coming out on a Sunday afternoon as opposed to, you know, the usual Friday morning or, you know, even Monday morning? Well, the reason was quite simple. We were going to record on Friday because of a slight schedule change for, you know, the holiday season. And then, you know, I got home from work at an ungodly hour. And yeah. Anyway. Here we are on Sunday, feeling a little more relaxed, a little more rested up. We are two idiots who blunder on about sports, pretend like we know what we're talking about, piss everyone off in the process. Hello, Kiwi. How's it going?
It's the pissing part that's important.
It is.
Either you're pissed off or it's a pissing contest, one of the two. So
yeah.
I'm doing well. Hope everybody else is, though. A lot of news now that, you know, we're more or less 3 days late.
You know, hey, you know, we're not late. You're late.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not our fault. It's your fault. It's
your fault. The viewer's fault for some reason.
Yeah. Somehow. Let's get into it. So just some small couple things for baseball. Yankees making some moves this week. They acquired Bellinger from the Cubs for Poteet and $5 million. Mm-hmm. And then they also signed Paul Goldschmidt for 1 year, $12.5 million.
Yeah.
It's a huge pickup. These are both huge pickups for them.
The Yankees actually making moves in the wake of the Juan Soto move to the Mets. There were a few other trades that happened. They didn't feel too crazy important, so.
So, this Paul Goldschmidt signing.
Is this directly
related to the fact that everybody makes fun of them for not knowing how to play defense?
Yes, absolutely it is.
Absolutely. I mean, previous NL MVP.
Yeah.
You know. I'm pretty sure he's got at least one gold glove. Like,
I mean,
yeah, no, very, very good player.
They just lost Juan Soto, so like, I don't envision them getting back to another World Series next year. I feel like even this year they got lucky getting there, but I mean, adding some depth to their outfield, they need it. They need all the help they can get.
Yeah, no kidding. They really do.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, there's not really a whole lot of baseball news. Like I said, there were some small trades here and there, but like other than that, it wasn't like...
This was the two big things, honestly.
Wasn't anything crazy. Yeah. Well, there wasn't a crazy week for baseball, unsurprisingly. Yeah. So we'll shift right on over to football from here.
It was a crazy week.
Pretty crazy week. I mean, not to be unsurprised about it, because we are right in the heat of like prime football season, and I'm here for it. Honestly, I'm here for it. Leading off with some football news, Arizona Baker signed 3 years, $54 million. Pretty good deal. Pretty good. Not too bad. Not surprising. He's a great player for the Cardinals, so good for him. Some inactive, some roster moves happened over the week. Campbell, San Francisco, will not be back with the team after refusing to play on Thursday. Not surprising there. Hollywood Brown, active for Saturday. Some roster moves. Rattler is to start after Carr is out. Ritter to start after O'Connell is out. Penix Jr.
I almost said it.
Is the start over Cousins, and I did want to go back to this one after we're done with all the injuries too. Mm-hmm. Cousins definitely is expected to be cut by the Falcons too. Crosby out for the season with an ankle injury for the Raiders. The Lions, Montgomery out for a season with MCL surgery. Miami is responsive in hospital, which is great news. Miami released OBJ, and Baltimore Johnson waived after mutually agreeing to be executed after practice.
executed.
Executed. Indeed. Yes. Executed. I saw that was excused, and I felt like executed was he was executed. He was mutually agreeing to be executed. Yes.
Deontay, no.
I felt like that was the funnier thing to say there. So.
Oh, definitely was. Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Yeah, there was just a slew of moves, you know, one execution and a few QB changes. But I want to go back and talk about Kirk fucking Cousins, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So little known fact about me, Kirk Cousins is my favorite quarterback in the NFL, and I've loved him since he was drafted to the Redskins all those years ago behind RG3. And I had always said, like, he's going to be the starter over RG3. He's going to be the starter. And everybody was like, you're crazy. And look what happened. You like that? So, I mean, you know, Kirko, he's a great quarterback. I mean, he's not obviously the best quarterback out there. But, man, his agent needs, like, all the praise in the world for how he swindled the Falcons.
Swindled the Falcons, yeah. Yeah, $10 million or whatever.
Like an insane, like he just got
cut.
He got an insane contract. That's like, I mean, he's gonna get cut before the $10 million due, but they paid him $90 million for 14 games.
Yeah, yeah.
And the crazy part, too, is, like, this is a team that's fighting for playoff contention. It's a really good chance that they get
everybody in that division's fighting for playoff contention.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take that back, except for one team.
The Panthers, right, yeah.
Yeah.
It blows my mind that the Saints are still in the running at 5-9. We won't talk about that.
But
no, and I mean, the Bucs are going to win that division, I think, anyway. But the fact that Kirk Cousins, you know, signed this contract with a mediocre team like the Falcons and, you know, brought them this far, I think that, you know, a guy who just tore his ACL, that's a... He did a good job. You know? I don't know.
I'm not as high on Kirk Cousins as you are. Like Kirk.
That's
but
fine. That's understandable.
I think it's time for him to retire.
He definitely needs to. I mean, it's definitely at that, you know, juncture of, you know, the league and where it is and where it's at. You know, he's of the old guard at this point, and that's weird to think about, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Oh, yeah, there's just a lot going on here. Did you see? OK, I want to just highlight this because Montgomery out for the season. So, yeah. First of all, did you see he got three opinions? The first two said he's out for the season. The third one said, oh, maybe not. And they said the person who gave him the third opinion, and it was just a picture of Dan Campbell.
I saw that. Yeah,
that was hilarious to me.
That was really funny.
But did you see that the Lions have like 27 injuries or something on their team?
I saw that. They're really getting hindered, and they gotta get healthy if they're gonna.
Do they
make
have them? Yeah, can they make it all the way with that many injuries? I don't think so.
It's
gonna be tough. I mean, if anybody's gonna do it, it's gonna be the Lions.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, Goff is still putting up insane numbers.
Well, yeah, I mean, you throw 6 interceptions and win the game, and you throw 5 touchdowns and lose the game. So,
you know, yeah.
Good grief. But yeah, and then the QBs start, new QBs starting. I think, I don't know if Hollywood Brown ended up actually playing or if he was just like they had him ready to go or not. I don't remember, but I don't really care, to be honest.
I don't care too much either.
I mean, I like Hollywood Brown, but I don't like the team he plays for, so I don't really care that much.
He did play. He did play.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I forgot those games were on yesterday until I started seeing the scores come through on my fantasy.
Yeah. And then OBJ getting released just is not surprising. Kind of similar thing to Kirk Cousins, where it's like he's like the old guard now.
Yeah, he's
which is weird to think.
An older guy, you know, he's been around the league a long time. You know, it's kind of high time he just wraps it up anyway.
Right, no kidding. And then we just have some random odds and ends also for this week. So Randy Moss, I think we mentioned him last week or the week before. He had surgery to remove cancer, so that's the whole reason of why he stepped back a little bit.
Yep.
Belichick was interested in the Jets head coaching position. He had contacted them about it, and I guess they never got back to him for whatever reason.
Whatever.
And the Jets have also interviewed John Robinson for their GM position.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michael Vick to coach at Norfolk State. So we went over Belichick coaching at UNC, and now Michael Vick's coaching at Norfolk State. So that'll be pretty cool.
That'll be nice.
I haven't seen Vick's name in a long time. And then good old Roger, good old Mr. Goodell. He's spoke out about all the burglaries that have been happening, said they're clearly organized and they are partnering with the FBI to check them out, get some information, hopefully find some culprits.
Mm-hmm.
And the final thing, long-winded here. Week 17 flex, Dolphins, Browns out, Falcons, Commanders are in for Sunday night. Much better game, obviously, since the Commanders are both of those teams are going for a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Dolphins out of the playoffs?
Dolphins are not out of the playoffs quite yet, I don't think. No, they are still in.
I mean, the Bills have that division, but
yeah, they have the division. The Dolphins are like the Bengals; they're on the fringe of elimination. Okay. They really just need these last 3 weeks to fall perfectly for them to get in.
So they're out of the playoffs. Got it. All right. Well, that's it for football. A lot of just odds and ends. Not really anything too crazy though.
No.
Brings us into our preheated primetime preview, which is only half remaining.
Yeah, the Broncos Chargers game on Thursday. The Chargers won that in an absolute shootout of a game. I loved watching that. The Texans Chiefs. The Chiefs won that 27-19. No surprise, there was some fishiness going on at the end of that game.
Terrible injury that we didn't mention either.
Do you want to go back to that before we
continue? I can't even remember his name. I'm just it's out of my head. I had it. Now it's gone.
I don't
remember. Oh, Tank Dell.
Oh, Tank Dell, right. Yep.
Yeah, Tank Dell.
Terrible
injury. Hopefully everything can be all right after, sure, a surgery or two probably on that. And
I saw that.
That's tough. Yeah. That's tough.
The Steelers-Ravens game, I think it was Saturday afternoon. The Ravens won that handedly 34-17. Unsurprising.
Which side note, did you know that was Lamar Jackson's first time playing the Steelers in Baltimore?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Isn't that wild?
That's weird.
He's been in the league for like 9 years or something.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
Seven years, I think. But like, yeah. That just blew my mind.
I don't know. I think the Ravens are going to win that division anyway. I think at the beginning of the season, I said that they were going to win. So, you know, that locks up their division 10-5 apiece. So
I don't even remember who I said. Oh, I probably said the Bengals.
Yeah. I might have said them. I don't remember if I said the Bengals or the Ravens. I can't remember.
I think you said Ravens. I think I said Bengals. I don't remember, though.
I think
either way,
I think the Ravens are the better team. The Steelers are good, but I don't think they're that good. Sunday night football tonight, 8:20 p.m. on NBC and Peacock. Bucks, Cowboys, Kiwi. Who you got?
Bucks.
Bucks. Yeah. that's an easy one.
Yeah. The Cowboys are done for the season, I do believe.
Yeah, I think that. I think they've been done for a little while. Moving on over to Monday Night Football, 8:15 on ESPN and ESPN Plus. Saints Packers fighting for playoff contention. The Packers staying alive. The Saints on life support.
No kidding.
Rattler at QB, Love at QB. I got Love. I got the pack.
Yeah, I got the pack too.
This, I think,
I don't think it's going to even be close.
I think this locks in the playoffs for the
NFC.
And no, not quite. It'll lock the Packers into the sixth seed, though.
And yeah, and it'll kick the Saints out of the playoffs.
It will. It'll eliminate the Saints from the playoffs. I think it will also... Oh, you know what? Hilariously enough, the Cowboys are still in playoff contention. Make it make sense.
When they lose to the Bucks, they won't be.
That's true. That's true. The only reason they are is because the Commanders are 9-5, and there's 3 games left, and they're sitting at 6-8. So there's a 3-game swing. That if they went out, which they won't, they could get if all the pieces fall into place. They won't. But there's a chance. Regular Sunday games, Lions at Bears. We both have the Lions, and then Patriots, Bills. We both have the Bills. Bills minus 1,000 on DraftKings, by the way.
Jesus.
Revisiting our standings a little bit because there was some changes. This past week, I'm sitting at 4-7 on Thursdays. You're sitting at 2-9 now. Sundays, I'm 8-4. You're 9-3. You're only one ahead of me, big dog. And Monday night footballs, the tie breaks are over. I'm 11-5. You are 10-6 with me taking the lead. Finally.
Right down at the wire too.
Yeah. We had a lot of differentiations of picks last week, and that helped me out because I got, I think, all of them right.
Jeez.
Yeah. So one more Sunday lockup. Because our guesses were pretty similar this week. But yeah, one more differentiation on Sunday football. And another win by this guy here. We're tied on Sundays, and I have a clean sweep of the guesses.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway. Anywho.
Anywho.
All right, bringing us now into hockey, starting off with the retirement. Justin Schultz announced that he's retiring, Kraken defenseman. Yep. Some stats here, 745 games played, 71 goals, 253 assists, 324 points, and a plus minus of minus 57. Not because he was on the Kraken for the last 2 years, but definitely probably because he was on the Kraken for the last 2 years, yeah, and on the Oilers for the first 4 years of his career. So
yeah,
when the Oilers were not good. So yeah, that's probably, I mean, literally
good little career, first, not a Hall guy, but good career.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 2 Stanley Cups, I believe. So props to him. Congrats on retirement. Hope he finds a enjoy good landing spot.
Enjoy.
Might see him.
He'll be a minor league coach somewhere.
Yeah, no kidding. Might find a office position for the Penguins since he was a long time candidate there. But yeah. And then a couple of trades right before the holiday freeze deadline. The Blues, in a stunning move, acquired Cam Fowler and a 2027 fourth round from the Ducks for Biaka Butaka and a 2027 second. The Ducks retained 38.5% of that salary.
You might be looking at me and say, Dashing, why are you making that hand motion? And I'm saying this because the fleece. It's the fleece.
Yeah. Yeah. And not to mention, he only has now a year and a half left on his contract.
But like, so, almost 40%. That's insane.
Which is literally just, he's literally just a veteran defenseman to get get us through the rest of, like, until all our rookies come up and all that.
And he's a really good, like, added piece too. Like,
yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anybody talk bad about Cam Fowler.
Right, like, What the hell? Are the Blues actually about to make a Stanley Cup run this season?
Well, if maybe we didn't lose like the last 6 of 8, then yes.
But the team they're loading up with is insane.
I really think that Doug Armstrong's just getting us through this year. I'm making us look promising.
Yeah.
And then I think next year is when we start actually fighting, because we're getting Dvorsky and Snuggerud next year, most likely. Mm-hmm. That's when we get a good defenseman, a good forward. It's, yeah. So hopefully. And then to kind of alleviate the fact that we were carrying 8 defensemen, we sent P.O. Joseph back to the Penguins for nothing, a.k.a. future considerations, which I'd have to go back and look, but that might have been what we got him for in the first place.
I think so.
So he very well might have just been traded for himself.
Whee!
And then the Rangers acquired Will Borgen, a 2025 third and a 2025 sixth for Kaapo Kakko from the Kraken. Kaapo Kakko is here.
He's there. And I mean, I like Kakko. I think he's a great player. I really like him.
I do too. I think he needs less focus on him.
Great acquisition for the Rangers. Well, yeah, the Rangers are such a star-studded team anyway that it's like, I think that does take the spotlight off him.
And it's a really hard market to play in. Seattle's much quieter of a market.
Yeah.
I think Kaapo Kakko may find his footing in a quieter market in Seattle.
I think so.
I hope he does.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the second overall pick. Like, come on.
Yeah.
It's time.
I think, look at some of the years past with, like, you know, top picks starting off, like Tyler Seguin, Joe Thornton, you know, just a few Bruins off the cuff that just, like, you know, high draft picks that weren't really panning out in the Boston market.
The entirety of the past Buffalo Sabres team.
The entirety of the past. Yeah. Yeah. No, literally. And then they go somewhere else. The Vegas, they go to San Jose, they go to Dallas, some of these, like, not quieter, but, like, you Florida. Know, smaller Florida, and then they just explode.
Yeah. I think this is going to be good for Kakko, and I really hope it is, because he is a really talented player. He just needs to show it. He just needs to prove it.
Yeah.
And then we had a historic signing this week. Winnipeg signed Kevin Hay, if I mispronounce that, for a 3-year entry level to become the first Chinese-born player to sign a contract in the NHL.
Very cool.
I didn't know that there had never been any Chinese players.
I didn't know that either.
A comedic, but not comedic because it's an injury. Stolarz out in Toronto 4 to 6 weeks with a pebble in his knee. Man's had a rock in his knee.
Yeah, I don't really know about this one. I don't really know how to react to that one. That sounds just terrible.
Yeah, it just sounds very uncomfortable. Like, I feel like it wouldn't hurt that much. It's just, like, super uncomfortable.
Like, how does it even get there?
I have no idea, but he has since gotten it removed.
Thank God.
I can't imagine this is going to be 4 to 6 weeks.
No, not unless it was.
I get it. He's a goalie; like, he uses his knees a lot, but
yeah, I guess it depends on how big of a cut they made, but, like, or how big the rock was, I guess. But, like, I don't know. 4 to 6 weeks seems like a
stretch.
They
specified it as a pebble, so that makes me think, like, it was not big at all. Yeah, very, very, very tiny. Very tiny. Some sadder news here. The Seattle Kraken owner passed away this past week. Thoughts out to that organization and that family. And then John Kitang is to retire at the end of the Red Wings season. He covered TV for both the Wings and the Tigers. I don't know how long his career was, but I think it was pretty freaking long.
He's been around forever.
So definitely sad to see him go, but congrats on such a long and well, you know, honorable season or career. I mean,
for sure.
Hopefully the Wings don't completely suck for the rest of the season and then he won't, you know, want to die.
That's
fine. And then the final.
You had a good
point. Most exciting. The final most exciting news of hockey.
My exciting one.
Amazon's face-off series is back, baby. Fall 2025 for season two.
I don't want to go too. This is the best. I don't want to go too far into this one because this is part of my On a Heater take.
Right.
So we'll come back to this, but I'm also very excited.
If you haven't seen the first season, go watch it. Go watch it.
You need to.
It is so good. Great TV.
Before we move on to basketball, I did want to mention, and I do want to slightly talk about just for a second, Matt Rempe.
Oh yeah, I forgot to add this.
I did too. Four ejections in 22 professional games. And he just got ejected. What was it? Yesterday? He got ejected for a hit on Miro Heiskanen.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday night, he got ejected for an elbow. Did you see that hit?
It was elbowing and a boarding.
Yeah, it was freaking a brutal hit. And it's like.
Yeah. And he had just been recalled up, too.
Yeah. Like, he was suspended last year. He got sent back down to the AHL, right? And then he just got called back up. And he got, like, literally, like, not even two periods into his NHL career. There he goes again.
Like, yeah. So he's had four ejections, and I believe it's 8 or 9 majors in 22 games that he's played this year.
Yeah. The last time he played with the Rangers was November 25th. He was recalled from the AHL affiliate Hartford, where he earned 17 penalty minutes in 5 minutes of ice time, registering 1 shot on goal and 0 points.
He did get offered an in-person hearing, which means 6+ games. I'm looking right now to see if, because I know that I think it was already having it. No, I guess they haven't had it already, but it's going to be I think it's tomorrow. Conducted via Zoom tomorrow, so we will have an update for you on how many games that was. I think it's going to be 10.
Yeah. Rempe, quote, sensation over his 17-game regular season stints and 11 playoff games last season for the Rangers. He's earned 71 penalty minutes in 17 games. Despite 5 minutes and 37 seconds of average play time.
Yeah.
And this past season, he said, I've really spent a lot of time improving my hockey skills overall. What?
Bro doesn't have a goal. I have a freaking I had a freaking future out on him on DraftKings for him to score like what, 3 or 4 goals or something this year. He doesn't have a single one. And homeboy's about to get suspended for 10 games.
Yep.
Like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yep. Yeah.
Anyways.
So that's
thanks, Matt Rempe, for nothing.
No, literally. So yeah, that's how that's going. That about does it for hockey. Moving on into basketball. Just 2 injuries. McCain for the Philadelphia out indefinitely with torn meniscus surgery. Hopefully that, you know, clears up pretty good. Embiid out at least a week.
Big surprise.
With broken sinus.
Yeah, did you see his face?
I did. It's not pretty. But
2 black eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put the mask on, big boy. Get back out on there.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Put the Batman mask on.
Texas chainsaw mask here style. The Phoenix Suns owner is looking to buy the Minnesota Twins, and my opinion is that he should first fix his own team. But he's a good owner, at least, I guess, so good on him. Also, I want to skip down here real quick, just because, since we mentioned the Suns. The Suns also made the decision to reduce various basic concessions for all their home games to $2. There's like seven or eight contestants on there, like soda, water, hot dogs, nachos, I think, were on there. Like,
that is huge.
Some pretty basic stuff. Yeah, $2. $2.
That stuff is cheap. So, like.
Oh, yeah. They're just completely overcharging.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just to make as much money as possible.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, go down to $2, that you are giving back to your fans, which is what I like to see.
Oh, and I'm sure they're still making a profit on it.
Yeah.
And they're going to sell more now. Yeah. So, yeah, it's crazy to me. Anyways, going back, a little bit of history here. LeBron becomes the NBA all-time leader in minutes played, passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's why he's the GOAT.
Is that why he's going to get traded here soon, probably?
From the Lakers, you think?
Yeah. There's some rumors.
There's rumors, yes. But if they're going to trade LeBron, they're going to trade Bronny. And I don't know any team that wants Bronny right now.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of G League teams that want Bronny.
What if he gets traded to Golden State? Goes and plays with Curry.
Dude, Curry would be like, get me out of here right now. I'm not playing with this freaking kid, bro.
Oh, Bronny, but LeBron. Oh,
yeah, no, LeBron. No, Curry would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Curry would love that. Yeah. Speaking of Golden State, the Warriors acquired Schroeder and a second from the Nets for Melton and 3 seconds.
Schroeder is a declining star. That's all I'll say about that.
You heard it here first, folks. Congrats to the Milwaukee Bucks on winning the in-season cup.
The consolation prize.
They were getting hot at the right time, though.
Yes, the consolation trophy. Let's see you win the NBA finals now.
Yeah, no kidding. Or make it to the finals.
Imagine.
I'm gonna skip over this one because I want to come back because it's gonna be a little bit of our time. I'm thinking, Hubie Brown retiring. I don't know who that is. I put this on here and I don't even remember who that was. Somebody. Is he for the? Who's he? Who's he? Who's he work for? I don't know. His like last game was against the Bucks or whatever. It already happened, I think. So, yeah. Whoever just recently played the Bucks. Charles Barkley may be leaving inside the NBA next season when it goes over to ESPN.
It was Milwaukee.
From TNT.
Milwaukee.
Okay, Milwaukee. Whenever it goes over to ESPN from TNT, since TNT lost out on the NBA. And Van Arsdale passes All-American Pacer, and fun little trivia, was the first ever official Suns player.
Very cool. Very sad, but very cool.
Yeah, definitely a little piece of history there. All right, so let's go back to this one. So the All-Star game.
Yep.
The format's changing.
Yes.
Do we say for the better?
I
don't know if you've seen what it was.
I like the changes that some of these leagues are making to the All-Star games. I think that the NFL can take a note to change their All-Star game. And
the NHL can just get rid of theirs.
Their NHL could just get rid of theirs. I like what the NHL is doing this year with the Worlds thing. If they do that for like their All-Star games, perfect.
And rotate different countries in and out. Yeah.
Yep. That'd be insanely cool. But you know, I think that changing up your All-Star games is a good idea. I think that the NBA has been struggling trying to figure out a format that works. And I think that, you know, we'll see.
So for everyone who did not see, the new format is the NBA All-Star game will feature a mini tournament with four teams and three games. Two teams will meet in one semifinal game, and the remaining two teams will meet in the other semifinal game. The winning teams of each of those games will advance to face off each other in the championship. And then for each game, the winner must be the first team to reach or surpass 40 points.
Like, that's cool and all, but like, what did they get? Like, what's the bragging rights? Like, what's the what's the stitch here? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, yeah, literally, like, nothing. So, yeah. They get nominated to the All-Star team. Cool. Well, here, they do compete for a prize pool of $1.8 million. Championship winning team wins $125,000 each player. So, all right. I get a little money.
I mean,
I get a little money, and they're an All-Star for the year. I guess better than it was. Still could probably be better, but anyways. That's going to do us about for the news. So
kind of wraps it up. Kind of wraps up the news week. Moving on into our On a Heater hot takes of the week. My On a Heater hot take, Kiwi, not much of a hot take, but kind of a hot take. The Amazon Face Off series, like I was saying before, fan fucking fantastic. I love it. I love everything about it. I really am addicted to it. I watched it in one sitting, just like you did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that other leagues need to follow suit. And I think that they need to give this sort of publicity to individual players and like the teams and stuff like they did. The NFL has Hard Knocks. I don't know if Major League Baseball has one that I know of. And I don't think that basketball has one that I know of, but Hard Knocks is all right, but teams don't want to do Hard Knocks. Like, they actively say, like, we don't want to do this. Like, we don't want our whole team, our everything being public, like, all out in the public. I think what the NHL does with Amazon Face-Off series is, like, perfect. It, you know, follows the one player.
I like your players, yeah.
The one individual guy, and it's like that season, that person, that thing. And I think that they could do wonders with other leagues. Could you imagine following around, like, I don't know, name like an NFL star, like,
give me an insight to Tyreek Hill and his 27 kids.
Or like, you know, I was thinking like, you know, like following around Joe Burrow through the season. You know what I mean?
Well, take like, the NBA, for example. Like, I know that, like, the NHL, they did the whole, like, pasta, Willie Nylander dynamic.
Yeah.
Just go into the NBA, just do the dynamic between LeBron and Bronny being on the same team.
Or, like,
not just the father-son part of it, but the teammate part of it, too, right. You know?
Or even, like, not to be a homer or anything, but, like, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, you know? For the Celtics, like going inside their relationship, like how they coexist, sort of like Swayman's episode when they were talking about Olmark, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, now that they're on separate teams now, but right. I'm sure they're still very close friends.
Right.
Like, highlight that. Like, show, you know, their games against each other now
right.
and how they interact.
Right.
Yeah. No. Definitely. I think other leagues should definitely do this. This would be awesome.
Oh my god. Going inside the life of Shohei Ohtani, seeing how much he gambles.
Oh, give me the inside scoop. Give me the inside scoop on Bellinger and Stanton now that they both play for the Yankees.
Oh yeah.
And at one point have had the same wife. Give me that storyline.
Yeah.
There you go. See, there's so much
drama. There's potential.
This is true crime podcasts for sports guys.
Yes, absolutely.
That's exactly what this is.
So yeah, that's my hot take. That's my hot take.
Yeah, that's a great one. That's great. I love it. Do it. Amazon, get on it.
Get on it.
You already have a partnership with the NFL. This should be just hit there. It should just exist already.
Yep.
But that brings me on to my hot take of the week.
Okay.
And this is going to hurt some feelings, but a lot of people are going to be like, yeah, you're probably going to be right. The Buffalo Sabres, if you haven't seen, are on a 13-game losing streak, first of all. They're dead last in the NHL.
Yep.
They are the new Detroit Lions / Cleveland Browns.
/ Chicago White Sox. Yeah.
/ Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
They are bad. They will continue to be bad. And it's going to be for a long time.
They keep putting their foots in their own mouths.
It was this year. This year was make or break. This year you either did it or you didn't. They are the New York Jets. They are the Philadelphia 76ers of old. They are bad.
Bad teams make bad decisions.
Please. Just stop making decisions. It's better to just not even make any than to do what you're doing.
No kidding. Yeah.
But I don't want to tell them sell all the players too, because then they're going to sell Tage Thompson over to freaking who knows. I mean, he's going to blow up more than he already is. Just like Jack Eichel. Just like freaking...
I'd like to
insert name of ex Sabres player.
I'd like to see that, honestly. I think he's a good player. I think he's really getting wasted in Buffalo.
There's a lot of them that are getting wasted. I feel like Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen could be a solid goalie somewhere else. He's already really good.
Mm-hmm.
Put a freaking defense in front of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just... I'm sorry, Sabres fans. Hey, at least you have the Bills.
I mean, send him to Detroit.
Tage Thompson?
No, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen? Oh, yeah. They have enough freaking goalies right now. You see their goalie rotation as of late? Because they've had like one guy out for illness, one guy
that's why I'm emergency. Saying.
Like, yeah. Like, it's literally been four or five goalies they've just been carouseling there just to make it through. And everybody's like, well, maybe now I'm not upset that they signed five goalies.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not upset they signed five goalies either, but like Alex Lyon and Cam Talbot are their main two guys, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm fine with them riding them out, though, until they get like one or two more better defensemen.
Right.
But, yeah, please. I'm sorry, Sabres fans. I'm sorry, Buffalo. At least you have the Bills now.
Yeah.
But I really wish that for your sake that both of your teams were good at the same time. But welcome to sports franchises.
Hooray.
Multiple franchises in the same city. You can't have them all good at the same time.
But yeah, so that leads us into our DraftKings sports bets of the week. Sponsor us, DraftKings. We're open. Our DMs are open. My bets, I neglected to go and get the plus minuses. I think the first one is plus 900. I think the second one is plus like 1700. These start at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so odds are by the time you see this podcast, listen to this podcast, these bets will have already happened, but I'm taking them anyway. My first one is Backfield Beasts, and it is Saquon Barkley, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, Kyren Williams, Jahmyr Gibbs, all at 80 plus rush yards today. I think that these are pretty solid bets. I think that across the board, we're going to see a lot of good running games. So I just felt like this one was a pretty solid bet. My second one, the chase is on. Jamar Chase leading it off. Terry McLaurin, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Puka Nacua all scoring TD. I think this one is also a pretty good one.
And I have a little spicy Monday night football squad ride plus 950 parlay here. Jalen Reed for a touchdown. Jordan Love, 225 plus pass yards. Christian Watson, 50 plus receiving yards. And a total of over 42 points for the game. And my second is the Capitals to beat the Bruins. Sorry, bud. On Monday, plus 105. The Capitals are extremely hot and very good still. So,
good bets. Good bets.
But I think that's about all from us today. So, I hope everybody enjoyed this delayed episode.
Yeah, and be sure to check us out. You know, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Prime, wherever you watch, listen, like, comment, subscribe. The huge, where applicable.
And if we don't want to completely blow our brains out, the next episode should be a Friday's recording. You should hear it either on Friday or on Saturday.
Yeah. So, but we're done rambling. So be free.
Be free.